Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast with Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Using an interview format, Pastor Bob will introduce you to men and women whose ministries are impacting this world with the gospel, and will also provide commentary and insight on end-time prophetic events we now see happening in the news. Now here is Pastor Robert Thibodeau.
Hello, everyone, everywhere. This is Pastor Robert Thibodeau. Welcome to the Kingdom Crossroads Podcast today. Question for you. What does it take to be successful? Each person can actually have their own standards on that, correct? But do you want to emulate someone whose goal in life is just to get by? Or would you rather try to follow someone who's where you want to be? It's been said that you always need to be looking at the next level, at those who are right now where you want to be, in order to know the path and avoid the pitfalls that they've experienced. Well, my guest today is someone who can help you along that path. Dominic Brightman has been doing this for a while, and he has come up with a book that is just awesome that we're going to be talking about today. Now, Dom was raised in a church where he was taught fundamental life lessons and received a head start with public speaking. And this early start led him to win third place at a state-level speech competition during grade school. Praise the Lord. Talk about getting your calling early in life. I was petrified to stand up and give answers to questions in class, let alone doing anything else in grade school. But while in high school, he took a summer job at a public library to gain experience, and after a successful summer performance, he was invited to work there part-time. Since then, he's risen through the ranks and gained over a decade of customer service experience. Thanks to his work experience, having read hundreds of books, I wonder why, Dominic always leaves his audience with useful tips and strategies. His aim is to help others become better versions of themselves through reading and other forms of self-development. He's an active member of Toastmasters International. He's given dozens of inspirational talks and was awarded for his leadership in 2016 as an area director. He was the youngest area director in the region at the age of 23. He's also appeared on many different media outlets such as eLife Media, Fox 45 News, and was even in Toastmasters International Magazine. In addition to appearing on many media outlets, he's created his own called the Going North Podcast, which interviews authors from all over the world. It's been ranked in the top 10 of all self-help podcasts in the world. Praise the Lord. That's awesome, brother. Because of his love for books, Dominic has written and published his own book called Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself, which I interviewed him about a couple of years ago now. Recently, he published another book called Going North, The Elite Performer's Seven Secret Keys to Sustainable Success, which is what we're going to be talking about today. Help me welcome back to the program my good friend, Dom Brightman. Dom, for those who may not have heard our prior interview, I need you to tell us in your own words, who is Dom Brightman?
Thanks a bunch, Pastor Bob. Thanks a bunch. You always love your voice with the introductions, man. Definitely A1, if not one of the best guys ever to read someone's bio.
Amen. Amen.
Yes, so, indeed.
Who are you?
Yeah. Who am I? I have no idea. I just woke up and I had chocolate skin on my hands, and I was like, "Oh shoot!" Like, but no,
look
seriously,
what the Lord has done.
Look at my feet, and they were two, right?
In case people can't tell, we are good friends. Because they're probably like, what is going on here? Is this Rowan and Martin's laughing or what?
But yeah, that laughter is a sign of just what I'm all about. Just having fun, learning, living, and breathing, and just giving thanks to God and giving thanks to others and just embracing others for the blessings that they are, because folks have been a blessing in my life and I want to be a blessing in other people's lives as well. So that's really just a short portion of myself, as you mentioned, an author, podcaster, connected all over the globe, baby. It's like, hey, when God gives you gifts, you got to unwrap them and use them for the betterment of society.
Amen. That's right. Amen. Now, you've gone on in Toastmasters to do even better things, greater things these past couple of years. And I know you're part of more than just the Franklin Square Hospital Toastmasters group. What else have you been doing with Toastmasters?
Oh, yeah. Funny enough, I finally got the highest award in Toastmasters for any member, and that's Distinguished Toastmaster.
Amen.
Yeah, that one was a bit of an ordeal because, funny enough, there was a speech yesterday. Clyde gave a speech about how the two best leadership organizations that he's ever been a part of was the U.S. Marines and Toastmasters, and how even though the methods of teaching you those principles are different, they still teach the same principles, and one of them is being able to withstand and be resilient against all odds, because that award, it really is just a culmination of everything that the organization has given to me, from the people that I've met, like yourself, and the folks that I'm still going to be meeting in the future, as well as just being able to have a laboratory to not only practice my talks and communicating with others, but also a laboratory, a sandbox, if you will, for leadership. Because when you're leading a volunteer organization, you don't have a carrot or a stick. Like, you can't beat them with the stick. I mean, you can beat them with the stick, but you'll be in jail. And the carrot, there's really no carrot. You can't really pay them because they're all getting the same pay. Nothing. So yeah, it's really been that. That's been the main thing. Is just getting that award, and that award, it entailed a lot. It involved giving about a good 57 speeches, having a district leadership role where you oversee a certain amount of clubs in an area. In my case, I did area and division. Mm-hmm. And also doing a workshop for at least 60 plus minutes. Mm-hmm. And not only that, mentoring members and helping other members grow and develop to become better and competent Toastmasters. So it's been really just all of that in contributing to not only my success, but also the success of others. Because when someone sees you taking action and it's positive, that'll inspire them to take positive action.
Yeah, amen, amen. Now, on your podcast, you've been interviewing some great authors on your podcast lately. Tell us about your podcast.
Sure thing. It's the Going North Podcast, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself. It stemmed from my first book, Going North, and I needed a way to promote the book, but I realized, you know what? Let's make it bigger than myself. So I interview authors all over the world, especially first-time self-published authors, to give them a platform to share their voices and get their stories and voices heard, because when I first published my book, I had no idea what the heck I was supposed to do. Yep.
Amen.
And like, that left me wearing kindred acquaintances with that.
and I look back at that first book and say, why did I even do that? Amen. Amen. The second one is like, I'm not making that mistake again. I understand. Now, your first book, Going North, we discussed last time, kind of catch us up on that book. How was it received? Any feedback you received? Anything like that?
Yeah, so the book was a great lesson builder for myself. Funny enough, a guest actually said, if you want to learn about yourself, write a book. And I learned a lot about myself. And the feedback I got from the first book was the fact that a lot of folks who didn't like to read actually got invigorated and inspired to read again, because I made the book short on purpose, because one, I had a year to do it, and two, people don't have time for 500 pages. So if you're just going to give them something good, if the book is good enough, then you can say your message in a short amount of time. Heck, even one guy, I forgot, a lot of folks usually have these moments where if they're at a conference, they're one of the speakers, and one person likes to try to take up all their time, and then you're left for like 2 minutes. It's like, all right, so what the heck am I supposed to do? Funny enough, John Maxwell, he actually had this situation, and folks were sweating and everything. He was like, you know what? I was going to go up and give him something short. He just went up and told him that leadership is influence, nothing more and nothing less, and took a seat. And just like that, folks don't have time to read, and the feedback is just, hey, I've been wanting to read more and actually do more in my life and actually look and try to encourage other people, because nowadays with the media just having all these scare tactics with the coronavirus, among other things going on, feeding on people's minds, and with that just marketing the grocery stores and Walmarts and people fighting over toilet paper of all things. Yeah. You got to remember to encourage somebody.
Amen. Amen. Yeah. And, you know, your podcast, as you're interviewing these authors, I mean, you dive into some deep subjects as well. I mean, folks, you need, if you haven't heard the Going North podcast, you need to listen. But share some memorable people you've interviewed that were like, wow, that was like awesome type thing.
Sure thing. Episode 221 was one of the most memorable moments in recent history for me because I interviewed one of my mentors, Dr. Ray Charles. Not the musician, though. Oh, not okay. The musician.
That'd be a good one to see.
Exactly. It's like, yeah, you got his hologram. Like, how'd you get him to see the mic? What you do? But no. But yeah, Dr. Ray Charles, he is a powerful man with tons of wisdom. He's a preacher, a life coach, executive coach, a biochemist. Wow. He actually got his doctorates in biochemistry. So he is a really well-rounded man with a lot of knowledge. And we talked for almost an hour about righteous leadership and how his mission is to be a servant to the servant leader. Because we hear a lot, if you study anything about leadership, you're going to hear the term servant leadership. But what about the servant leader who needs a servant as well? Because we all have to serve each other and be accountable. And one thing you mentioned is having access to mentors around the globe to make sure you take out the time issue, because he noticed that some of his friends were committing suicide in their 40s and some of their early 50s. And he was like, okay, he looked at some of their moments and realized, there was late in the night, they're having these thoughts. So he used his risk management background on top of everything else to realize, all right, let me take the time factor out of it. It's like, hey, if I'm going to call somebody in Maryland 2:30 in the morning, they may not answer the phone, but I can call somebody in Singapore and they'll probably pick up. Yeah. Because there's this huge time difference for him. So being able to have people to talk to during those dark moments and taking that aspect out of it, because a lot of folks are going through depression on top of other things. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And being able to make sure you have enough friends, true friends, that actually give you the floor to listen to your woes and actually even give you advice if necessary to push on and keep going through those dark times. So that's been one of the most powerful interviews, and heck, even him being one of my mentors, I feel bad because halfway through the interview when he mentioned his biochemistry background, I felt stupid because I forgot that part of him, because he did so much and he's an author himself. He's done all that. Like, wow. It's like, man, I knew you were smart and brilliant, but I forgot how brilliant you are. And heck, that could be even a takeaway. Never forget your own brilliance and keep improving and learning, unlearning, and relearning certain principles, so that way you can retain your brilliance, if not amp up your own brilliance that God has given you.
Amen. Yeah, that's good. That's good. Amen. And that takes us into your next book, which is Going North for the Elite Performer. Why did you write that book?
Yes, sir. So the first book, Going North, that was 2016, 2 years from the first publishing. I said, I'm going to do a sequel. And 6 months after the first book was published in 2017, my father passed after his long battle with dementia. And that set me back for my whole life, because when he first passed away, I was energized for the whole darn week. I was running around like crazy getting so many things done. And then after the funeral, 2 weeks after he originally passed, since he was a veteran and we had to wait for space to actually put his body in one of the plots, It finally set in under the radar and I wasn't aware. And I even was called in by my supervisors that summer after everything, and they were asking if is everything okay, because even though I was still going through grief, they noticed that I was still not where I needed to be. And they're like, hey, you sure you're okay? And I realized after that meeting, awareness is what I was lacking. And that's one of the, that's the major key for elite performance is awareness. Are you aware of what's going on in your mind, body, and spirit? I wasn't aware. I was still grieving and I didn't even know it. I was just pushing it all inside and just keep plodding along thinking that everything was all right. When truth be told, everything wasn't all right. And that's something that everybody, especially Christians, have to remember, like always remember to make sure you take time for yourself and heck, even doing morning devotionals and always remembering to do some prayer and self-care, because especially if you're serving so many people and you're always go, 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 do, do, do. If you don't give your time and your body to rest, your body will make that time for you.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Who is it you're trying to reach for this book or with this book?
For this book, it would be for those who have at least created a version of success for themselves, because the first book was all about advancement and promotion. That the tools in that book were the ones that I used to get promoted to full-time employment and even to raise up the ranks at a quantum leap level in a volunteer organization. And this book is for those who've actually reached that version of success to actually stay the course and keep focused on what you have to do. So it could be for millennials from 20 to 40, heck, even some tips that folks over 40 can even draw from to be reminded of, because at the end of the day, I even mentioned the book in the introduction, like if this may not be the first type of book that you read, but make sure it's not the last kind of version that you read, because we all need reminders to stay focused and keep our mind on things that matter, like having gratitude for your loved ones and those who've helped you create success, as well as being aware of your time and how much time you're using, how much time you have, as well as who are those in your circle that you connect with, kind of like the whole global mentor thing I mentioned earlier with Dr. Ray, his just being aware of all of those things. And the major key is awareness, having awareness for all of those things. So just for those who have that version of success, or at least making that progress, and they want to keep that progress going forward.
Amen. Amen. Now, you discuss seven keys of success in your book. What are those seven keys?
Yes, sir. So the first
five. Find out.
That's right.
Next question. Give us the summary.
Yeah, I wouldn't do that to your audience. That'd be petty. But yeah, the summary version. So the first five, they're in an acronym called MITCH. So the M is for mental awareness, being aware of what's going on in your mind. The I is for influence awareness, being aware of those in your circle that are speaking to you, as well as what you have around you that influences you, like the podcast you listen to, the TV that you watch, if you watch TV, the things you read. Then there's also time awareness, being aware of how much time you have in a day, because we all have the same 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 168 hours in that week, and being aware of how can we use that time. And then the C, which is connection awareness, being aware of who you're connecting with, as well as even some networking tips to take while you're out and about with not only advancing your career, but also your business. And then the H, which is habit awareness, being aware of your habits, of making sure that they are habits that build you up and not tear you down, as well as not tearing down others. Because if you yourself are not at your best, others will eventually see that, especially if you don't know your blind spots, and then they will follow suit. And of course, the T, the other two, gratitude would be key number six, to have gratitude. And the seventh key is consistency and commitment. Because once you have all the other six keys, you got to be consistent. You have to be committed. Because if you're committed, you are going to do what you say when you say what you're going to do. And when you're consistently doing that, you will build a huge bank of trust with others that are around you.
Amen. Amen. Yeah, that's awesome. What's the What's the number one takeaway you want your readers to achieve with this book?
The number one takeaway is to be aware and be present. Mm. That's kind of like two, but we're going with it. Here we go. Yep, just be aware and be present, because when you're aware of what's going on in you and you're going out, you'll be able to see ahead of time what other folks will eventually see, because that's what happened to her with the story being called in by my boss at the time, because I wasn't aware, and that's where I was lacking. And heck, even celebrating victories every now and then too, after you make a small win, it's like, hey, I woke up today, just clap my hands, like, all right, I'm going to go get them and thank God for another day. Heck, if you want, you can thank God for common sense. I do that from time to time as well, especially in customer service, mm-hmm, where some of the common sense ain't so common. It's really something totally different.
Yeah, right. Amen. I know in your book, indeed, you discuss habits. Okay. And I know, you know, habits become routines, routines become lifestyle changes. What do you discuss in your book about some of the habits that successful people initiate and that they have, you know, what to develop what you call a dynamic life?
Sure thing. So our habits are very powerful, because when they're consistent over time, they're going to compound into something good or bad. And it all starts the night before. And that was actually a quote from George St. Pierre, UFC fighter. He mentions how he prepares for the next day by using the night before to prepare. So having your outfit out for the following day, if you have to be out and about, doing some prayer, some reflection, and just asking yourself questions like, all right, what good did I do today? What good did I share today? And what good can I do tomorrow? And heck, even writing a few things down on the list, up to six things that you can do, like no more than six, because if you try to do 10 things, not all of those things will be done. I've tried. I'm speaking from experience. I've got one of those big 4x6 index cards and wrote 10 things down. It's like, all right, read 30 pages, call this person back, and never forget to actually do this interview. And then at the end of the day, the closest I got to was maybe 8 or 9 items done. So there's always that one left over. So six would be a happy medium. So what is your six-pack ab list for the following day to complete? And that's that's probably the new thing to call. So your six-pack abs for the day. If you don't see them on your own belly, just tell yourself it's hiding behind some skin material. It's okay.
That's right. They're there.
And also on that note, the night before, making sure that you get at least 7.5 hours of sleep. Because another thing about awareness, you have to make sure that you have enough sleep to be aware, because when I was going through that grief period and doing all of that servant leadership, I was getting 0 to 3 hours of sleep because I was caregiving for my dying father at the time, as well as running all over the darn state of Maryland, parts of Delaware and Virginia. And all of that was compounding on me because I had the bad habit of lack of sleep. So it may be easier said than done, but make sure you get at least 7.5 hours of sleep. And heck, I'll even recommend one of your past guest books, Dr. Chuck Page. Mm-hmm. He has a book called Surrendered Sleep, and I'd have to say pick that up too.
Yeah,
if you want to get a nice biblical definition of sleep.
Yeah, amen. Yeah, he's awesome. It really is. You guys need to go back and look in our archives for his interview, because he had a lot of value bombs in that interview. He sure did. So now, what you just talked about, the sleep and awareness and all that, does this apply to our private lives only, or can these concepts also be applied to the workplace?
Oh, they can be applied to both, because if you show up as a zombie and throw some makeup on, we got some crazy stuff going on. I'm like, all right. I was like, all right, no.
And for more information on Don Brightman, you can contact Dom at email address.
Hey, some folks are really good at the old makeup thing. A chick of my neck work, she looked 22 when she was like in her late 30s. I'm like, oh, shoot. But anyways, yeah, so, yeah, but the sleep thing, like if you are not at your best, everybody else is going to notice. You're going to be yawning all day. And sometimes when you, well, heck, every time someone yawns, I tell them, hey, you're singing the song of my people. Because when one person yawns, everybody else follows suit. Amen. Out of empathy.
Yep.
So, yeah. So, yeah, your private life, whatever you do in your private life is going to come out in the public life. If you're not getting sleep, folks are going to see you dragging and being sluggish. If you're reading personal development books and you're taking action from those books, people are going to notice.
Yeah.
And they're going to notice a change, especially if you bill yourself as an introvert. Mm-hmm. And lo and behold, a couple of years later, you've been networking, connecting with so many people so much that you become an extrovert. People are going to take notice. So it's definitely true that the habits do apply in the personal life, but they will come out in your public life as well. And heck, even with even daily Bible reading, even that, because if you are on the path of following Christ, there's going to be days where you're not feel so good and you're going to be tested, and folks are going to be watching you. They're going to be watching you more than a Rolex watch. They mm-hmm. are watching. They ain't going to say anything mm-hmm. at first, but it may be months or even years down the road. It's like, hey, I saw how you handled yourself against an angry customer, or I saw how you stood up for yourself when this colleague was trying to be a bully, and just stuff like that. Just being aware and just having those moments and always making sure you have a nice code of ethics that really stand out.
Hey, folks, Pastor Bob here. We are all out of time for today's interview with Don Brightman. Glory to God. This is just part one of two parts. As you can tell, Dom and I get along great. I've known Dom for several years now. I've spoken with him at some business conferences and interviewed him a couple times on my podcast, and I've been on his podcast. He's a great all-around guy, and you'll do well by getting in touch with Dom and following him. You can go to his website. All the links are down below, dombrightman.com. But you got to be sure to order his book. You know, Going North, Tips and Techniques to Advance Yourself was awesome. But Stay the Course, The Elite Performer's 7 Secret Keys to Sustainable Success, that's even better. And that's what we've been talking about in this interview. But guess what? We're only halfway through the interview. Glory to God. And we're just starting to get into the good stuff now. So you're going to want to come back tomorrow and into the next episode to finish this up. Because I'm telling you, Dom is just bringing the game. It's here to stay. So till tomorrow, this is Pastor Bob reminding you, be blessed in all that you do. Are you a Christian entrepreneur, coach, or author with a message that needs to be heard? Picture this, your voice reaching thousands, your story inspiring hearts, and your business flourishing like never before. Introducing Faithcasters, the ultimate platform that connects faith-driven professionals like you with the power of podcasting. Become a sought-after guest on faith-based podcasts. Share your unique insights and connect with like-minded individuals who share your passion for faith and entrepreneurship as well. Imagine your expertise reaching a wider audience, expanding your network, and propelling your business to new heights. Well, it's all within reach with Faithcasters. So don't wait. Take the first step today on your journey to greatness by visiting our website at faithcaster.org. That's faithcaster.org. Join the Faithcasters community now and unleash the full potential of your faith-driven enterprise. You do not want to miss this opportunity. Faithcasters, where faith meets podcasting and your dreams become reality. Visit faithcaster.org. Let's soar together. And remember, anyone can be a podcaster, but only a Christian can become a faithcaster. Faithcasters, your voice, your platform, your success.